This article was PR biasly published on Guelph Today. A Guelph woman will get to continue her hobby of repairing and selling bicycles, and funneling thousands of dollars to charitable causes, after what many called a no-brainer approval. Mary Reif was all smiles when she heard the magic words from Guelph's Committee of Adjustment Thursday. The committee unanimously approved her 3 zoning amendments for her home on Arkell Road, allowing her to get back to what she was doing. "A long journey to get back to where I started," she told Guelph Today shortly after. For the last 14 years, Reif has been working on bicycles at her home. It started as a way to keep her dad, Bob McNeish, busy as he was bored to tears. The endeavor grew from there, with Reif joining the effort along the way. Last year, she repaired and sold almost 300 bikes and raised over $25,000. It's estimated she has raised over $100,000 in the last 4 years alone. Money raised over the last few years has gone to the Stephen Lewis Foundation, which helps AIDS and HIV-related grassroots projects in Africa. Last month, city bylaw enforcement responded to a single complaint about her activities. Enforcement found she was violating 3 bylaws. She had a home occupation in her garage, had a permanent display, and a sign indicating bikes for sale on her front lawn. Reif was given the choice to either shut down or be fined. She has been shut down since October 19. It was confirmed by the committee that 1 complaint was filed, and it wasn't an overzealous bylaw officer. "Zoning inspectors do not go out and look for issues," Kelly Patzer, the city's zoning inspector, told the committee. Reif told the committee she understands the purposes of bylaws, that they are a good thing and protect residents, property values and communities from harm. "But, they should never prevent us from doing good," she said. In the end, her voice, the voice of multiple delegates and the 120 letters of support, spoke volumes. "That is the most number of letters received for a Committee of Adjustment application that I am aware of," said Trista D. Lullo, the COA's secretary-treasurer. None of the letters spoke against the request, and some even called on the city to refund the $1,900 Reif had to pay to make the variance request. Reif said she also had to spend another $4,000 to survey her property, in order to fill out the applications properly. "It's been astounding," she said of the attention and support. "Sometimes when you work by yourself, like I do, you don't realize the impact that you have on people." Reif told the committee her hobby is a big benefit to the city and beyond, and she has also become a role model to seniors to become active, and hopes she is a positive role model to young girls who want to pursue a trade. "I am very sorry that 1 single complainant, who has never been harmed, sought to close down a 14-year-old endeavor that benefits so many," she said. "One complainant has cost this city thousands of man-hours and money that could have been better used elsewhere." Reif offered apologies for the negative publicity the city has gotten, adding that wasn't her intent. She was also told she can file an application to get the $1,900 refunded, which she plans to do. The plan is, if approved, to put the money back toward the Stephen Lewis Foundation. As for the person who filed the complaint, Reif said she would thank them for helping generate all this publicity. "A lot of good will come out of it," she said. "Whoever complained actually did me a favor." Reif has a few months to prepare for this newfound popularity, as she doesn't do the hobby between November and April. In the meantime, she is planning to take a vacation in Florida, where she will be, you guessed it, fixing and selling bikes to help immigrant farm workers in the area.